The future of one of upstate New York's coal-powered energy plants has become a hot topic. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, the issues surrounding the Dunkirk station on Lake Erie mirror those faced by similar power plants everywhere nationally. Around 150 have closed since 2010.
Plummeting natural gas prices and tighter emission standards have made the NRG Energy plant in Dunkirk unviable from a business perspective. But the power station remains important to the reliability of Western New York's electricity grid. So what do you do with a coal plant that you can't run and can't close? That's the question before the New York Public Service Commission, the PSC. Later this year, the commission will consider competing solutions, one from NRG endorsing the repowering of the Dunkirk station into a combined cycle natural gas plant.
We believe that the combined cycle option provides far and away the most benefits for New York State ratepayers, again, not just locally, but even across the state.
NRG's John Baylor. The other solution comes from National Grid, the owner and operator of upstate transmission networks, which recommends an upgrade to transmission lines.
It's clear to us that the transmission upgrades satisfy the reliability needs at a lower cost to customers than either of the repowering options, even using very conservative assumptions.
National Grid's Jackie Barry. Energy sector analyst Ilya Grinberg says the reports reach different conclusions because the companies employed different economic models.
National Grid is using generator production cost estimates, and they consider this as a preferred method for projections compared with energy and capacity market effects that is used by NRG.
John Baylor of NRG says they stand by their study, whereas National Grid's report is unsound.
Our view is that the recommendation from National Grid has a number of flaws, and very serious flaws, that affects the outcome of the study.
Baylor says the report, among other things, lowballs the cost estimates for transmission line upgrades. He said costs could be up to 200% higher, making the solution less desirable to ratepayers. Jackie Barry, spokeswoman for National Grid, rejects that claim.
There is a range for the estimates. There's a low point and a high point, and what we do is pick the midpoint. However, to characterize our estimates as being misinformation and that the cost could go 200% higher really isn't appropriate and is a mischaracterization of the numbers that we use.
But these aren't the only options, says Lisa Dix, New York senior rep for environmental group, the Sierra Club.
We called for clean solutions to replace the outdated coal plants and urged the commission to investigate other solutions, such as energy efficiency, renewable power generation, and demand response as cleaner and cheaper options.
Dick says the pending decision from the PSC is crucial, as it'll set a precedent for the handling of similar redundant coal plants around the state. Energy sector analyst Ilya Grinberg says he's confident the Public Service Commission will conduct their own thorough analysis, weighing up value for ratepayers and upstate New York's grid stability. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.